This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. If you know a high school senior who shows great sportsmanship in athletic competition, they could be rewarded with a scholarship. The deadline, though, is approaching to apply for the Carl Frick Sportsmanship Scholarship. To tell us more, Solomon Alexander, Sports Foundation Director with the St. Louis Sports Commission. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Megan, thanks so much for having me on. It is a pleasure.
What is the Carl Frick Sportsmanship Scholarship?
Well, the Carl Frick Sportsmanship Scholarship is a scholarship for St. Louis area graduating high school seniors who exhibit outstanding sportsmanship on the field of play. They can come from any school in the 15-county metro area, Missouri or Illinois. Their schools can be public, private, city, county, rural, doesn't matter. As long as the student has shown outstanding sportsmanship on the field, regardless of sport and regardless of sport performance, they are eligible for the scholarship.
So wins and stats don't factor into this?
No, wins and stats do not factor. You can be all state, you can be all district, or to quote one of my favorite movies, you can be the water boy or water girl. But if you've shown outstanding sportsmanship on the field of play, if you've helped someone else, if you've made their experience better, that's what counts with this scholarship.
Why is it so important to recognize these qualities, especially in the time we're living in right now?
Sportsmanship has always been something that's been intangible over time. It is something that has always had intrinsic value. You know, you're a good person on and off the field because that's the right thing to do. And that's awesome. And we still want to motivate young people. We still want to encourage them to do that type of thing. But we feel like at some point those character traits need to have an extrinsic reward as well. And what better than helping a young person reach the next level of education, which will help society overall, I think.
How many awards does the foundation and commission typically give?
In a particular year, we give out between 4 and 6 scholarships. The total amount is $15,000 that we give in any given year. The top award is always $10,000. And then we'll divide up the rest depending upon the quality of each young person's story and or candidacy. So $15,000 total, 4 to 6 awards. And that's usually how we run it every year.
Now, I know, as I mentioned, we're hitting the deadline to apply. When is the deadline and where can families go to find the application?
The deadline is Monday, April 14th at 11:59. We have moved into the 21st century, which means homework is due at 11:59 p.m. as opposed to at class time. And so families can go to stlsports.org/scholarship. That's stlsports.org/scholarship to download the application, and please send it electronically to the email address provided.
Solomon, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Megan, you are awesome. Thank you so much for having me.